You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Can't come into a segment when he's doing that. Do you know people can see you on Twitch, right?
What do I care? So they see it. They've seen worse than that.
Oh, gosh. 713-780-3776. This show has been off,
I might have missed
off the rails from the first segment.
Oh, yeah, Chris says, I might have missed what happened to it, but where's the gavel? We've needed it about 22 times this morning. That's actually.
That is true. That is, you need the gavel. This is this courtroom is out of control. Yep. Okay?
It's still here. It needs it every day, but today's show has really needed to gavel more times than normal.
Yeah.
Red Raider Kevin was out of line. He was out of order.
Oh.
He was held in contempt. Contempt of court. He brought barbershop talk to the radio. And as much as it may be interesting for you to sit in that barbershop and listen to Red Raider Kevin finish his soliloquy, we cannot do that here on the radio.
Right.
We're good people.
No. We can't.
Well,
you got to save that for the barbershop, Kev. You can't be bringing that to the radio. Okay. That's talk that we can't be having that on the radio. 713-780-3776. And if you missed it,
I did. Tony said, did Lance just say the XFL was rockin' jock? It does have a little savage. He said, it does have rock and jock element to it when you got that 5-point play or whatever.
It's a 3-point conversion. Okay, that's
from
what
the
it
different
is.
Painted spots. The, on
no,
the field.
It's a 10-yard line. What that painted spot is? It's called a 10-yard line.
Remember when Bozo used to make you throw ping pong?
Yeah, did you ever been on Bozo Circus? No,
yeah, well, I was.
I was.
Yeah,
that's right. I was on Bozo Circus. Okay, so there. Any draft news that we need to know about?
No, I told you about Zaven Collins being 170 or 270 pounds, which is a little unusual. A linebacker who's 270, although he's just a big dude. No, I don't think so. I still think
there's a story about biggest movers so far.
What does that mean?
Who's moved the most, let's say, in the last couple of months? Mac Jones is probably one.
Mac Jones would be one.
Once again,
when you say move, it's public perception.
Right. Right. Where we thought that they were going to go.
How is his stock plummeting? Because the stock was never there.
Yeah.
It's the media told you it was there. It's the groupthink told you somebody's stock was there. Sometimes guys' stock will plummet if they have a bad workout or bad personal interviews or a drug test or a failed medical. That's real. You know, that's real. But this idea of stock up, stock down is really just based on public perception of the player.
What about Caleb Farley?
That's a medical. That's down.
Right.
That's real. It's real, but I was told that there's enough talent that he could still stay in the first round. Depends on what your doctors say about this. He said the same back procedure, different parts of his back, two different times. John Harris had it, our friend Johnny Harris, and he said it was extraordinarily painful, the recovery.
Yeah.
He said it was not good. So take that for what it's worth. But, yeah, he's fallen. That's a
risk. What about Elijah Moore?
I had Elijah Moore in my first mock. So, you know, I watched the tape. I'm like, wow, he's really good. So in early February, I had him there. So people who watch tape, if you watch tape and you studied it and you stack him against other players, he didn't move for me. Still
what
in the
number
mock.
What number receiver is he?
Four for me. Behind the big three.
Yeah, and all first rounders.
Yeah, I've got Elijah Moore as the fourth for me. I've had him ahead of Kadarius Toney, Terrace Marshall, all those guys. So now, in the public, from a public standpoint, yeah, he's a mover.
So Terrace Marshall is actually going to be a pretty good buy for people.
Yeah, Terrace may have a knee, so it could drop him into two.
Your knee, though, is workable. Unless it's degenerative, yeah. No,
the knee, I've heard that the knee could drop him a little bit. Farley, Davis Mills, the quarterback from Stanford, who people are excited about. I still think Davis Mills is going to be drafted higher than he should be.
What's the quarterback?
He was 11. He has 11 career starts. And they weren't like Mitchell Trubisky starts where he balled out and had these huge numbers. He was the number one quarterback. You know that? He was the number one quarterback coming out of pocket quarterback or total quarterback coming out of high school when he came out, number one. So he was a five-star. Like, there was a lot of heat on his name when he came out, and then he's dealt with a lot of injuries. But he's a name you need to know because Davis Mills. I'm figuring out my draft board where I think guys are going to go, and I ended up putting Trask six in the second round, late second Davis Mills, and an early third Kellen Mond. That's how I ended up slotting it. So I'm in the process of doing that right now. But I think Kellen Mond third is a huge win for Kellen Mond. And all I can think of is that, you know, for me, Kellen Mond is still more of a backup. I think he's more of a backup.
I could see him going before Trask.
Oh, I can see it. It's possible. It depends on who you like and how you like him. Davis Mills would be the most likely to get drafted as the first guy out of the second tier, except for that shoulder. So the shoulder could hurt him. And then Kellen Mond, you know, if you look at Kellen Mond's years, he is a four-year starter. You can actually see improvement.
Yeah.
From freshman to sophomore. Sophomore to junior was kind of, but then junior to senior.
It was a big improvement.
Yeah, and he had a running game that helped him, good offensive line.
He's got a whip.
And he's getting better.
Yeah.
Like, maybe he's just getting better as a player. Mm-hmm. Imagine that, a player who's getting better.
Well, that's amazing. Let's get Sonny in here. Let's talk about a quarterback. What do you say, Sonny?
Hey, good morning. Yeah, I had a question about Shane Buechele in the draft. You know, Lance was talking about the Temple single-digit numbers. I think Shane Buechele ended that in 19 when he threw for 450 against them. And I was telling all my buddies, hey, you know, listening to Lance, I'm like, hey, look out for these single-digit guys. And I just was embarrassed because those guys could not stop Shane or Reggie Roberson, who wears number 8. He'll be on the radar next year. But
yeah, he's good.
I heard Shane is a fast riser. I heard that Belichick likes him a lot and a good fit for the Patriots. And then also, Lance, I wanted to ask what you thought about Jim Leavitt, the new defensive coordinator that got hired by the Ponies.
I like Leavitt when he was South Florida or Central Florida?
South. He's a good guy.
Did you meet him?
Yeah.
He have that permanent straggly voice?
Yes, he's a fun guy. I can tell you that.
Yeah, I like Leavitt. I don't really know much about him as a DC right now, to be honest with you. I do not think Buechele is a fast riser. I think that's your hopes and dreams, and I think everyone believes that Belichick loves the guys who have limited size, below average arms, and very average mobility. Like,
that's his prototype.
I mean, they look at Tom Brady.
Well, they won a bunch of Super Bowls that way.
And then that kid from Richmond, Kyle LaLetta, I thought he stunk. And somehow he became, the Patriots love him, and the Giants would, we got to draft him before the Patriots get their hands on him. I don't even know if he's in the XFL now. Maybe he's a third stringer somewhere.
Well, the XFL is like
He is taking shots.
He really is. He's reckless today with his XFL.
I tried to give you credit for your 2-point conversions not your 3-pointers, but I tried to give you credit for doing things a little differently.
Yeah, that's right.
And then you come in here and start taking shots.
Pretty good.
And then you shoot at the champ.
You know what? We're not getting sued for all the concussions on kickoffs. You know why? Because we do it right.
Sonny, if you're wondering, as these guys go back and forth, Lance on his draft profile has your boy as a priority free agent. So clearly not a fast riser in Lance's eyes.
No. Yeah. I don't think you're going to get fast rise. I don't think any quarterbacks in this draft are going to be really fast.
6 feet, 210 pounds.
Kellen Mond is risen.
Not in a day three.
Kellen Mond is risen.
Not the day three guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kellen Mond has. 4-7, no. 4-3 free agent, no. No one's shooting up the board. By the way, here's some leftover stuff.
So does Ellinger doesn't get drafted?
Yeah, I think he gets drafted.
He gets drafted?
I think he gets drafted late, yeah. I'm going to put him in a sixth. I've got him in fifth, sixth slotting, closer to sixth. I think he'll be a backup. He's smart. He's tough. He's dependable. There's a Patriot for you. Smart, tough, dependable.
And he can probably play on special teams. He can be their new Tebow or
something.
You know,
he's probably
going to
be their he
H-back.
Said that he, you know, he's told people that he got too big. That Texas had him.
Oh, he was.
Texas wanted him to get real thick and real big.
He was thick with three C's.
To take, thick with three C's.
Could he do some Taysom Hill stuff?
Well, so that's what, you know, because Tom Herman wants his quarterbacks to be able to run.
Yeah.
I think he said he had to lift and do a ton of squats. He actually wants to be lighter than that. He's not the athlete. Taysom was a terrific athlete. Taysom is a really good, as a quarterback, he was a good athlete. Sam's a grinder. He's a tough guy. I could see him trying to make a, make it as a quarterback who also has to try to go on cover teams.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not typically. If you're a quarterback who has to play teams, that just doesn't feel like a.
No. Like a quarterback. It doesn't feel like a quarterback.
It doesn't feel like you're a quarterback. Like,
yeah. Brad Smith did it, but he was an exceptional returner.
Well, he was a wide receiver, though.
Yeah, he quarterback in Mizzou, and then they switched him.
But he was a wide receiver in the league.
I've never heard anyone say.
Is he a Jim Jensen type? Remember Mr. Everything?
No.
Yeah.
Is that what Ellinger is?
I don't think so.
No, he can't be Jim Jensen.
Honestly, I could see Sam Ellinger. I could see teams realistically saying, what are we doing this? Why would we take Ellinger? Why would we take Bruchel? Why would we take Ian Book? These guys are never going to play for us. Let's just go get players who we think are going to play.
Well, but if you could pick up a backup, as an undrafted free agent.
They could just say, let's just do it all. Yeah, now undrafted free agent.
Yeah.
I could see them on draft day saying, man, Sam Ellinger is still there in sixth round. And then here's the question I would ask. I mean, is he ever even going to be our backup? What are we drafting a third wide receiver for? A third quarterback for. We can get a wide receiver who can run. Let's go get another safety. You know,
Taysom Hill may make Sam Ellinger some money.
But Taysom Hill's a 4.4 40 guy. Right. Sam ran what? Did he run?
Well, I don't know. But he had all that extra weight on him. All that Tom Herman weight on him.
Yeah.
I mean, Taysom was a really good athlete. I think people
What color is his urine?
He had championship urine.
Clear.
Yeah.
He's out there singing Eyes of Texas. By the way,
Texas. If you ain't going to play it in a band, we'll get a new band.
No, they're creating a second band, too. Yeah, Texas is.
Right.
Texas, like,
they're having a backup band?
Yeah, backup band. So if you don't want to play Eyes of Texas, we got somebody who will.
They're segregating the bands into.
So they're going to have an Eyes of Texas band and a normal band?
Eyes of Texas band, a non-Eyes of Texas. Mm. You still get your $1,000 stipend or something like that. I don't know. Something's going on. And then that's their business. I don't care.
Credit, do what y'all want to do. I mean, much like their career, Sam Ellinger overshadows Shane Buechele one more time. He did it at Texas. He did it in this segment. Some Sonny called in about Buechele. Hey,
Let's talk about Sam Ellinger. All right, 713-780-37. Let's talk right now about HRP, and we're probably going to get called in after this show this morning.
What do we do?
Well, the reckless callers you let on the air, you're probably going to.
Yeah, it's really not you're me probably or John. I would in. Actually delve.
I tried to get him to hang up.
Get out of here.
Just hang up.
You guys were passive.
Let me step away.
You guys were passive in your approach. You just backed away from your microphones and didn't try to curtail the language at all. You said,
I didn't want any part of it.
No, we tried to curtail.
The thoughts of Kevin are not necessarily those of John are not those of John Granato. So listen, if you're looking for a great way to take care of HR and Dell, then all you got to do is go to HRP.net 281-880-6525. And the people there are awesome, and they will give you all the advice that you need. We get advice from them on HR issues that we have because you don't want to screw it up. It is kind of a big deal that you not screw up when you're doing HR work, okay? To if you have to sanction, if you have to in any way, shape, or form have any kind of punishment for an employee, well, then that's what HRP is here for, to tell you whether or not you can do that. So if you're looking for that, you're looking for payroll, you're looking for someone to take care of your taxes, you're looking for help with your PPP, you're looking for help with all of the government benefits that have happened since COVID hit. Well, then that's our guys. They've been awesome, more knowledgeable, and always will answer your calls as opposed to other payroll companies who just don't. So you're looking for that kind of service? We got it. HRP.net, 281-880-6525.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5. Hey. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. You like Richie Grant?
I'm not as high on him, but everyone else does. Everyone else loves him.
He's a safety out of UCF.
UCF's got a lot. So UCF will have a corner drafted, a safety drafted. Probably at least two wide receivers.
Is that
drafted.
A fake tan on Kay Adams?
I think so.
You think so?
At least two safeties.
Yeah, because there's no sun. Where is she? She's in New York. There's no sun.
Oh, she's in New York, yeah.
That's a Long Island tan. Yeah. The girls from Long Island who went to...
Sorry, Kay.
Who went to Tulane. Yeah.
You guys, really, you know... I thought you guys had changed, but
are you though?
You're not Alex.
Yeah,
this what? Woman.
What she's this putting woman on is orange offer, stuff on her all
is,
over.
This woman is offering what all
she's
the guys
awesome.
Wear
I
makeup.
Love Kay.
These women
she
are.
Just needs
she
to
probably
stop
voted
it.
Republican.
She just
stop go orange.
No, I just think she just. I mean, for me,
for you,
I'm
who's
just
looking
like
for
you,
you
know, wake up out of bed. Kay Adams is good too.
This woman,
no
is
makeup,
offering
no hair,
no
nothing. Just
NFL
beautiful,
news.
A beautiful woman, Del.
We're a week
I don't need
away.
Her like you wanted to get all dolled up for you.
You know what I haven't done is while she's you know doing her job offering sports knowledge, it's
yeah.
comment on what she looks like because I'm not one of you.
Oh, yeah, but I don't mean it that way.
Yes, you did.
If she tanned up today, that's all. Is she trying to be a person of color?
It's a ridiculous
no,
question.
I didn't say that. That's John saying that.
You're both bad people.
Let the record reflect. Lance is over here on this microphone. He's doing his business.
Stop.
John's throwing out the POC
you
do, on
you
there.
Are not supposed to make comments on what she looks like when she's doing
I
that
know
job.
No one said what she looked like.
You said you didn't like what she was
I
doing.
I didn't say that.
Yes,
I
you
said,
did.
I asked, is she tanner today?
And
that's it.
And you said other things.
As I mentioned, Central Florida will have a minimum of four guys drafted.
Both of you are terrible.
A minimum of four guys drafted and possibly five. How many will Texas have?
You two both have daughters.
Put a Hemplo. You've got
Cosme.
You got Sam Cosme will get drafted. Caden Stearns is going to get drafted.
Yeah.
No one else in the offensive line.
Oh, the defensive end.
Joseph Asai will get drafted. No, Ellinger, maybe, probably.
Are those
probably.
Safeties in the draft?
Caden Stearns is. I mentioned Stearns. Chris Brown will not
he
be.
He wasn't all that great, Caden
no.
Stearns.
No, but he ran. He worked out like a maniac.
That's great. Worked out. How about playing football?
Yeah, no, but he's going to get drafted, I think, on day three. He'll get drafted probably the fourth. Or safeties get pushed up. So Texas, I don't think no corners, no linebackers, right? No. That may be it.
No
I'm trying
receivers?
To think, but no, not Brennan Eagles.
They didn't have any running
They didn't
backs.
Really have any receivers this year. I think that's going to be
they
it.
Put quarterback at running back every year.
Yeah, so I think they'll have four drafted. Texas A&M, Kellen Mond, Osmond won't get drafted. Buddy Johnson will. I like Buddy Johnson. Buddy Johnson will. Actually, we'll see. I think as many as three offensive linemen get drafted. They may only have one drafted, but it wouldn't shock me if three of them ended up making NFL rosters. They're not bad. I mean, they're not great, but they're not bad. These are guys who could play in the NFL, at least three of them. Maybe
no
even that center.
Lineman?
Yeah, but Bobby Brown is going to go in the third round, I think. Defensive tackle from Texas A&M. He's had a great, great process. He lost weight. His mother's dealing with a lot. She has she's dealt with 14 masses, two tumors.
Ugh.
Yeah, it's and the kid really struggled. He gained a lot of weight when all this stuff happened during COVID. Gained a bunch of weight, then came back and was losing it during the season. You'll notice he's heavier early in the season than he was later. He's 30 pounds lighter than he was early in the 2020 season. Right now, he lost weight as it went on. He had a great workout, pro day workout. He's very committed. One of the reasons he came out is because financially he wanted to be able to help his mother with, you know, with medical bills and stuff like that. And really good kid. A good friend of mine is his agent, Rodney Williams, along with Brian Overstreet. And they're also agents of Marquez Stevenson and who else? I'm trying to think of all their client lists, but Bobby Brown is the guy who's now that's one who's rising behind the scenes. I would have told you he's probably a fifth or sixth when the process started. I watched the tape. I saw the flashes. I kind of thought fourth. And then after his pro day workout and you look at the position as a weak position this year, defensive tackle, I think he goes in the third round now. So
yeah. What about Buddy Johnson?
Buddy Johnson, probably about fourth.
Yeah.
Tough inside linebacker.
Yeah.
I like Buddy Johnson. I really do. I think he's a guy I think I gave a 61 to Buddy, which is really good backup. Could be a low-end starter. But anytime you're a starter, that's good in the NFL. Well, if I say low-end starter, that's not disrespectful. That's like your guy. That's better than Adams to me. Adams to me is a 59. Terrell Adams to me is a 59 who had to play linebacker. Because on any team, I think Buddy Johnson's a 61. And 61 is a good backup who can step in. Like, he's like a linebacker number three. And, you know, so he's going to step in and he can play for you if somebody goes out injured, and you'll be in pretty good shape with Buddy Johnson. I liked him. I was really impressed with him when I finished watching him. Very impressed with Buddy Johnson. So Jamon Osmond ran slow. He is slow. It was just not good. Too bad. He was a good kid to talk to. He didn't play this year, but it was fun to talk to him.
Yeah.
When we had him on a couple of years ago, back before COVID made us not be able to have anybody.
To talk to anyone.
Talk to anybody.
We weren't allowed to talk to anyone anymore.
Well, I think A&M, after your visit, decided even before COVID.
They may have shut it down, yeah.
Yeah. 823 ESPN 97.
When John kept demanding that they play Texas to Ross Bjork.
He goes, look.
The AD.
Hey, why don't you?
I just got here, guys. I've only been here like 2 weeks.
How long you been here?
You guys still going wuss out? I'm sorry.
The whole state wants
this. Who are you? What's going on here? I just got here. Basically, Texas A&M's being scared.
So, I got a question for you guys.
That, okay, by the way, that's not me. I know Aggies, don't get all mad. I know you were afraid at first, and now Texas is afraid. Or no, it was the other way around.
The other way around.
It was Texas. No, because
it's been a back and forth.
It has been back and forth where who is the one that's...
No.
Lately, who is it that
Texas doesn't want to play?
Texas
now.
Is afraid now.
No, Texas. Oh, because they'll get beat. Yeah. Well, Texas doesn't want to play now.
They don't want to play now. No. They don't want to.
When they were beating Georgia and they were back.
That's what...
Then A&M was
afraid. And they were like, hey, A&M, with your fancy little SEC. It really felt like Texas was so pissed that A&M was in the SEC. Like, it felt like they wanted them under their thumb so badly to have the little brother thing going. They wanted so badly. And when A&M went to the SEC and then had Johnny win Heisman and then finish in the top five in the SEC their first year in there, oh, you could really get the sense, I don't care about A&M. I don't care. They're not in our conference anymore. I don't care. I don't care.
They gave him a little pat on the head.
And then Summy started tumbling down after, like, Johnny left. They're like, yeah, if you're a real one, you'll play now. You gonna play now, A&M? Come on, let's play. They're like, no, remember when we still wanted to play and then y'all said no?
I feel like that bravado kind of had to dissipate when you lost to Kansas.
Yeah. You mean when...
Think they lost some bravado
when
Deontay
Foreman's, Foreman's dad attacked the entire coaching staff on Twitter?
I think they were calling out many people after they lost to Kansas.
No, you shouldn't. No. You really shouldn't.
Was he wrong, though? Was Deontay Foreman's dad wrong?
About how many carries he got? Or is that what it was?
When you lose to Kansas, I think it's open season. A pretty much open season on whatever you're doing. You suck at what you're doing if you're losing to Kansas at any point.
Yeah.
826 ESPN 97.5. Tell you what, when we come back, Lance's people need to check themselves.
Oh, he doesn't know about this.
He doesn't know about it. His people need to check themselves. Yeah, your people.
My neighborhood people? Yeah, your neighborhood. From my neighborhood?
Yeah. Hillcroft, check yourself, okay?
Why are you telling Hillcroft to check themselves?
No, just watch. You'll see. Watch and learn.
Are you upset at Pakistani friends there? Are Indian American friends?
I'm part of the community. Okay.
No, you don't get be part of a community you don't even live in.
Do I know Raheel? Yes.
That doesn't make you. He drinks kombucha in Richmond,
Texas.
We
hang out on the beach
he
with his little
Ken
dog.
He drinks kombucha
Jackie.
And takes pictures
that's
of himself.
I'm not Jackie.
Rick Rolling. That is not the same.
All right.
He tries to trick people into saying, hey, guys, what's your most favorite? What's the saddest moment you've ever had? Or what did we talk about yesterday?
Yeah. And then he mutes the conversation.
Then he mutes the conversation. I don't really care.
It's time for you to talk about Craig Dayserf.
He called Keith up, Tate, and got a hoops goal put in.
Nice.
I like to call that advertiser on advertiser friendship and saying, you know what? I use this sponsor because he's got a great product. So maybe Keith could turn around and maybe go get that, make a phone call to get that, that Chevy Silverado. There's 10% off MSRP going on right now with Chevy Silverado. And Chevy Silverado is the pickup truck that is just unbelievable. And look, I love GMC Sierra pickup truck as well. I'm just telling you right now that if you're going to look on the Chevy side, the Silverado is well known from people who love pickup trucks. If you're looking to go from your vehicle you have now into a pickup truck, or maybe you're looking to upgrade into something that's a little more baller, you might want to take a look at the Chevy Silverado and all the great space they have on the interior and the carry space. And it doesn't stop there. You've also got the Chevy Traverse, which is what I'm driving with deep discounts going on right now. Hey, Chevy, find new roads. Maybe that's a road you haven't traveled. I suggest you do so. With my friends at Gulf Coast Chevy, Buick GMC, go to LanceZCars.com.
This is Carlos Correa, All-Star and World Series champion, and big fan of Gulf Coast Chevrolet in Angleton. No one will treat you better. Chevy, find new roads.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
So, let's save soccer, everybody. Ooh, the poor, the Super League. Ooh, it's going to ruin everything. Oh, and now we got apologies from Liverpool and Man City.
I know.
Yeah.
And UEFA, the head of UEFA is just
Did you hear him, the vampire?
It's the vampire.
Yeah. Well, you got a
what vampire? What are you talking about?
He's the president is a vampire. He's a vampire.
Why do you say that?
You have that? You don't have that sound still.
I didn't have to go through our doc. He sounds like Bela Lugosi.
He does sound like Bela
Dracula.
Like that?
Yeah, like that. Okay, so soccer. It's untouchable. Poor soccer. Let's make sure that we save it. Oh, how's this? Schalke. Okay, one of your Bundesliga teams.
Yeah.
How's it working out for him?
I'm a Premier League guy. Okay, I don't know about Bundesliga. What happened?
Oh, well.
Is it a team or a player or a manager?
The team has been Schalke. It's been relegated for the first time since 1988. Well, they came back from their match, and fans, when their early morning return after their flight, the supporters threw eggs, chased them, and damaged at least one vehicle owned by a player.
See, this is what our country doesn't understand. This whole Super League, even if you don't follow soccer, you think you're fans, you think you're a big fan of whoever.
That's my team.
I am a Texans fan. I'm a Cowboys fan. You don't understand. The people in England literally work so that they can make enough money to spend outrageous amounts of their money on to pay their bills and to pay to go to soccer matches. I looked at prices because I've seen some of the hooligans in the... Right. It's so much more expensive than I expected.
That's what the vampire said in his thing. He's like, these people are real... They pay unbelievable amounts of money. You got it? Here's the vampire.
Come to your senses. Not out of love for football, because I imagine some of you don't have much of that. But out of respect for those who bleed themselves dry so that they can go to the stadium to support their team and want the dream to be kept alive. For those, you change your mind.
That's the vampire, head of UEFA. Okay? Congratulations on your little sport. The events, here's what happened in Schalke. Here's one of the players saying, the events were frightening for someone not expecting these levels of engagement, said one player who wished to be anonymous. We knew there would be response, but none of us expected this. I can empathize with the fans and supporters, and I can understand their frustration. But holy crap. Schalke, please stop throwing eggs at your players and beating up their cars.
There's video of players being chased.
No, there isn't.
Yeah, I saw it. You see guys sprinting from one side of the screen to the other and people following them.
This sounds like a sitcom, okay?
It's amazing.
Schalke players attacked. I'm going to find the video. Oh, here's some video. I got to see if we've got video of it. That is so funny. Nice job, Lance.
In a surprise,
your people.
Someone was listening. The UEFA chairman or president is joining the show.
Oh, he's joining us right now? Here, the UEFA president joining us right now on ESPN 97.5.
Yes, I heard you talking about the comments that I made. I wanted to make sure that you did not take them in the wrong context that they were made.
Well, what context did you mean them in?
I meant them like this. The people from the Super League were trying to bleed the common people dry rid them of all of their blood so that there would be no blood left for anyone else.
I don't think
when you look at what they were doing, they were trying to basically suck their blood out of the different leagues, like La Liga, like the Premier League, like many of the great leagues. There's one Premier League, two La Liga teams who are going to head here, three Bundesliga teams that would not come in.
Well, thank you, Count. Well, that is interesting.
I'm just hoping that we can find a way to make all of this much better.
Well, we hope that you can make it.
Right, getting bright, very bright outside.
Thank you, Count. We hope that...
Yeah, so make sure that when you speak of me, do not speak ill, and just know that I am trying to help all of soccer so that there is something for all of us to feast on when it comes to our Saturday and Sunday mornings to watch television, and we can feast away, especially the very, very early games before the sun comes out.
Why would the sun? Why would we play games
why
until the sun
all
comes
games
up
at night?
Yeah, would you schedule all games at night if you could?
We are trying to make Champions League games at night.
Well, they are
two already. In the morning.
Well, they are already. By the way, you don't have to worry
they're
about
at
that.
Seven when you know
they're at night. You don't have to worry about that. But you know, in America, we like to get up, and those Premier League games are bright and early for us, but still the mid afternoon for them. Would you like to move those games to a different time?
I would like eight games played at 11 o'clock at night.
Well, I'm not sure that's great for the broadcast.
Broadcast
people
networks. Have to get up in the morning. Well, it's a little late, isn't
it? I like when people fall asleep on the pitch, and then we'll test them to see if their blood type is A or B or O.
You think there should be consistent blood testing?
Negative. For transfusion.
What is the difference what blood type the players are?
Yeah, what does that have to do with
anything?
It makes a difference because of COVID. It's a science, and B negative is a slight sweetness in it.
What? Sweetness?
What? Yeah, positive, very irony. It tastes like liver. Kidney, it's very...
Aren't you a president of the UEFA? Why do you keep talking about the taste of blood?
Well, there's different things that you have to do in UEFA.
You
have to check blood types for COVID, and then, sometimes drips in your mouth.
Can I ask? Because
stop getting into your mouth.
Oh, he's gone. I was going to ask him where he lived because that accent's pretty distinct, huh?
Didn't you say he sounded like someone from Slovenia? Well, it sounds more like Transylvania.
Well, the report. Well, the internet says he's from Slovenia,
I think he's from Transylvania.
Yeah, I don't know if he sounds like Goran Dragic or Luka. Two famous
Slovenians. I don't know if Slovenia's right. It seems like
Aleksandar Čeferin. Where's he from?
Slovenia, allegedly. But
apparently Transylvania.
Apparently.
Apparently. Huh. That's interesting.
Look at him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
See, he shaves that widow's peak off in the front so he doesn't give things away.
Like Eddie Munster? Or Grandpa? Like Grandpa
President,
and the Munsters?
You know how old he is?
Oh,
how old do you think he is? No, that can't be true.
What is he? 67. Whoa.
Wait, what's this guy's name? No. Yeah. Aleksandar. He can't be. He's 107.
It's not 107. No, he's
416 years old.
Yeah.
He's 53. You know where he went? So he is from Yugoslavia. He was born in Yugoslavia. And he went to Clemson, and he went to Clemson. No, he was serious. No. Ohio State.
He went to what?
He was Ohio State guy. Yeah,
I don't see that.
He didn't go to school in Columbus.
State.
Oh, here it is. He went to HBU.
He's from HBU.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. It says that his alma mater is University of Lujabunya.
Oh.
Their football team.
The Wildcats? Worst.
I saw tape on a guy they had. He was the worst.
Oh. I don't think they had tape on a... I'm pretty sure.
Let's get back to Schalke.
Schalke.
I love that soccer fans are so... You think Ohio State fans are bad? Every soccer team is Ohio State fan overseas.
Really?
Only they fight for
this
real.
This is Schalke.
Well, think about it.
Have you ever heard of Schalke?
Yeah, I have just because of gambling.
Oh.
Just because Bundesliga, you know, somebody's got to play Bayern and Dortmund and all that. So, yeah, I've heard of S-C-H-A-L-K-E. Yeah, whatever. Yeah, I've heard of them. But, I mean, I don't pay attention to them.
Well, no, this is the first I've ever heard of them. But I really like the passion. Now, the smaller
threw
the place, the more
chased them down.
And that's what the UEFA president was saying. He's saying these people have to put all you know how much money they spend on this?
It means more to them.
It means more, especially in smaller places like Schalke.
And they can't even win. Can you imagine that? People in England and Schalke and but people in La Liga and Bundesliga, they already know that there's only a certain amount of teams that can win or even get to Champions League. And if you're not in that small group, and yet just the hope of it is what you play for.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, that Sunderland Till I Die really brought home to me how the people, it's just, this is what they live. It's almost like the rest of their lives are terrible, and all they're living for is a chance to see Sunderland get back to being great again. It's like, that's what keeps them alive,
right.
Keeps them from dying. They're like, I can't die yet until Sunderland, you know, until Sunderland wins an FA Cup or finishes in the top six. Well, they're not even in the Premier League, which is why, you know, they see guys walking down the street and they're like, I'll bet you don't understand why you go there. And they're yelling at the president of Sunderland, the owner. You know, it's not as bad as what happened with Schalke, but I really got a sense of this is all they have in their lives.
That's it.
Like whenever it's the equivalent of going to small, like, I wouldn't even see SEC school because it's not, I don't even know like high school football. Your whole identity is based on your high school football team, like your whole small town. That's what these little places in international soccer, like that's all they have. And you were going to take away their opportunity basically for their leagues to mean anything anymore. That was devastating. And if you get relegated, then, you know, I mean, are you going to play hard? You think right now the Rockets are worried about anything? There are strip clubs at 7 o'clock. And by the way, the article on the Athletic said a handful of players were from the Rockets. And they stayed away from Miami. The other one that was mentioned was Kevin Porter.
Well, Kevin Porter is sitting out 3 games because of
that.
What about
the
other guy? We're not investigating who else was there.
They don't want to know.
They don't want to know.
They said he was at Rockets worried for his life.
Mm-hmm.
It was so bad they were concerned for his life.
Right. Yeah.
And
Brown's life,
do they worry,
Kevin Porter.
Do they, and frankly, we want them to finish in the bottom. We want them to be not relegated, but basically relegated
basically,
this year.
Yeah.
Finish bottom three. But, you know, in the United States, you don't have to worry. Our money's fully guaranteed. In international soccer, you got to worry, not just because it's going to mess with your money, but because your fans might jack you up.
They might throw eggs at you and ruin your car.
Or chase you down. Chase you down
they
and what else?
Chase them down. Chase them down, threw eggs, and beat up one of the players' cars.
Do you want that to happen? I'm out there playing hard,
man. Well, either Bayern Munich is coming to town, or somewhere that you never heard of, and your games don't matter anymore.
Yeah, how slappy is that? Like, why am I watching this? It's like having,
and I'm still paying. Price
it's like up. Astros baseball 2013. That was like being relegated.
Well, it's like now instead of playing the Yankees, you're playing Round Rock.
Yeah. I mean, the Rockets feel like they're relegated right now.
Right. Well, not really. They still play the other teams.
No,
I mean,
that's the only difference.
Watches it.
That's the only difference.
It looks like a Bundesliga a Division III
game.
You don't
know your teams. Like, where
it's
is everybody? Oh, Chris Paul's on loan.
It's like when the Rockets went to Miami. It was like, why are we playing the second
Wait,
division
is
team?
Russ on loan? Is,
right.
is James
that's
on
what
loan?
It is for the...
Did
no.
we send James out on loan? Or is
no,
he...
he's actually the reason you are relegated because your top player didn't want to play for you anymore.
That's true.
Oh.
843 ESPN 97.5.
He was our Lukaku.
Stop referencing that
and then
player.
He sucked, and now he's had to go to France because they chased him out of England.
He's in Italy. He's not in France.
Oh, yeah, he left.
He's with one of the Milan teams.
Yeah, no one cares
for Milan.
AC Milan.
They're big. They're big
or
time.
Inter Milan, I think.
Yeah. Good luck with hearing those hateful chants.
Guess what? Milan
is
just going to join a Super League anytime now.
Yeah, good luck with hearing those hateful chants from the stands from John's people.
Yeah.
What y'all did to Balotelli was a disgrace.
What you all do to your players in Germany? Good Lord.
No.
Hey, you know what?
With eggs.
Try. How about giving a little effort?
Huh?
How about giving a little effort? Is it asking too much not to get relegated?
Well, somebody's got to get relegated. Somebody's got to be the worst.
It ain't got to be Schalke.
Well, it is now.
It is now.
Yeah,
yeah.
It does.
Well,
oh,
okay.
Yes, it does. 844.
Wear something if you're that bad. You know what? And this is for you, Kyle Tucker and Urquidy and Joe Smith. You guys are getting ready to get relegated by the fans. And that means...
not after an 8-2 win, this is your talk? This is
what
you want?
Yeah, I shouldn't do that. That was hateful.
God.
But do you just get relegated to Sugarland now?
I'll tell you what. Javier is going to get relegated if he don't pitch more than 5 innings. Let's go pick it up.
Does Joe Smith just go to the Skeeters? Is he relegated to the Skeeters?
I think he gets relegated to that little 6-guy team that they have warming up.
Yeah.
Warming up every day.
He's 37. It could be a...
that's about it.
Designated for assignment.
That's about it. 845.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Guys, do you ever enter a conversation almost dreading it before it begins?
Oh, often.
So Gilbert just called in, and he wanted to know why the Astros weren't on TV last night. So I had to try to explain to him what YouTube was. And why they weren't on normal television.
What's that anyway?
Kind of.
That would blow his mind away.
I don't know what that is anyway.
If he could watch Knight Rider episodes.
For free. Just all of them in a playlist, back to back to back.
Oh, Gilbert found that?
I said, hey, Major League Baseball has a channel on there. What channel that on TV? It's like, no, it's on. I said it's on the YouTube thing. I said it's a video service that's internet. You can go watch it. I was like, oh, crap.
Yeah.
Them call.
Everything that you said added another layer. So it's like every time you said something, it's like playing Minesweeper when you push one thing and multiple things open up and you realize, oh, my God, now I've got so much more to do. Everything. it's like a video sharing platform. What? Now I got to explain video sharing platform.
Exactly.
And Gilbert, open up your laptop. I don't have a laptop anyway.
Janet DeWitt's on there? Chrissy from Three's Company? Yeah.
Yeah.
You can see Three's Company. Well, not the whole episodes a lot of times, but you can see scenes when Jack fell over a couch.
Does Gilbert have a laptop? Does he have a computer at home?
I'm going to say no.
Probably not.
I'm going to say no.
So
he didn't have a cell phone.
You know what this world would
his
open
mom
up for
gets
Gilbert?
On the phone. He's no, we don't got, need.
He's
I don't.
Still got his old tapes of Debbie. And that he still watches. You know what? The world would open up to Gilbert.
His old tapes of Debbie did not go unnoticed. Right here. Yeah, Michael. That's Kid anyway. Listen to this.
Yeah, it's Kid anyway.
Gilbert, if you're listening, call in.
Yeah.
We'll explain. I want to see if you like Knight Rider. That was in the 80s, I think, though.
Oh, I'm sure
it was in the
80s. He watched Knight Rider.
Silver Spoons? Nah. He was too old for Silver Spoons. Knight Rider, yeah. Oh, Knight Rider, he watched. I guarantee you watched Dallas. Falcon Crest, Dallas, all those.
Charlie's Angels. Absolutely.
Charlie's Angels is a lock.
Yeah, he was a big fan.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Charlie's Angels for Gilbert? Me as a little kid, I was like, something's going on here. Yeah.
A big
for Gilbert, it would have turned into. How can I get a hold of these women?
Let's get Ryan in here. He's been waiting. He wants to talk about LZ. What do you say, Ryan?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? R.I.P. Rahil. Hey, I was thinking yesterday, I remember this story that Lance was telling a while back about when he was in college and he got too wasted. And I couldn't remember if you did you poop in your roommate's shoe Or did you throw up in your roommate's shoe?
He pooped in.
No, not in.
No, you just pooped in the
room. It ended up hitting some of his shoe. Yeah. It wasn't in. Let's not make it act like there was a science to it or a methodology. I was crumbling to the ground.
And you were pooping.
I kind of thought I was in a bathroom, kind of didn't. That's what.
Wait, you went. You.
Well, I knew I wasn't, but there's a giant box of popcorn. Ever. It's terrible. Just know this, kids. If somebody ever. I paid $10 for all you could drink. Just because it says all you could drink doesn't mean you have to.
Drink all you can.
It doesn't mean you have to try to do it. Same thing with buffets.
Doesn't mean you need alcohol poisoning.
Eventually, with buffets, you go like this. Oh, my God. I am stuffed. You usually never say that with alcohol. Once you've gone too far, you'll just keep going until you're crashing into the walls of your dorm like a scene out of Altered States. And, yeah, things start to – you think they make sense in your head, but they don't make real sense.
Right.
But you start to rationalize differently. Stuff like that. And so, yeah, you know, to this day, my buddy Lonnie Elfbaum, shout out to Lonnie. I'm going to see him when we go to, when I head to Boston. But, yeah, I mentioned that to him on Facebook Messenger. I'm like, remember that time that you got mad at me because of those Reeboks that those new basketball Reebok shoes that you had. And then,
then you didn't have,
remember that? He goes, yeah.
Yeah,
I definitely remember. And I did.
For those of you who don't know, Lance got wasted, so wasted he pooped in his room and got
No. You're underselling it. You're overselling it.
You there pooped was a giant, in the room.
No, there was a giant box of popcorn. It was a giant. His mom got him a tin of popcorn. Yeah. It was been there forever. It was one of those big Macy's boxes.
You thought it was a toilet.
And I was like, no. I was like, you know what? I'm not walking to the toilet. I can barely even walk. I'll just knock it out here and throw it in the stairwell. No one will know.
Ugh.
Except that the box is made out of cardboard, and not tin.
And it's all over.
And the cardboard's like, and everything was going good until, oh! Way worse than, no, it's still worse than falling. It's gross. Falling off of
grossest story ever.
Falling off of oh yeah.
You thought it was a good idea to
I can't believe I even told
in
it.
A cardboard and box then, and in then your my RA of popcorn.
Yeah, in my mind, I thought, oh, I'll just do this. I'll put it in a.
You should have been exposed.
No, I could have been. I'll put it in the stairwell. Everything will be fine. In my mind, I thought, this is the move.
And how are you going to wipe?
This is the move. I don't remember at that time what my thought process was. I'm sure I had it figured out.
Oh.
I just know this much. My RA told, we lived in a co-ed dorm, and the guys are on this side and the girls, and he ratted me out. I was in at my house, my parents' house that weekend, because I had a hangover that lasted a substantially long period of time. And that was really, at one point, I remember them hearing if they were going to call TEMS, which is Tulane Emergency Medical Service. And my RA, who was a recovering alcoholic already at the age of 22, he said, no, don't call TEMS. He's going to have to go to so many classes. They're going to make him go to, you know, alcohol awareness. It's going to be, let's not call Tim's. And somebody said, what if he has alcohol poisoning? He goes, I don't think he does. You can still see his eyes. Like, I guess my eyes were kind of open because they had thrown me in the shower. And I'm just sitting there like, and then I tried to say, don't call Tim's. I'm like, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And in my mind, I could hear, don't call Tim's very clearly.
Give me some of that. Did you ask for more popcorn?
No.
I'll eat the popcorn.
And my roommate was out for the night. He came back in at 2 and like,
what?
I can't say what he said, but I remember very distinctly what his comments were. I'm laying in bed, and I just hear, what in the... And he was not happy for a little while. But then the RA like told the girls on the floor what happened, and I went after him. I took a bat. I had a... We had a sawed-off... No, that's a guy's... He broke guy's code. I had way too much to drink. I had 12 drinks, and each one had 2 shots, and I had 24 shots. I mean, it was in 2 hours, in 3 hours, 2.5 hours probably.
They tasted good.
It was a Cuba Libre. I've never had it since then, ever in my life. I can't smell the combination of Bacardi and lime and Coke.
$10 all you could drink?
Yeah.
For 24 shots?
Well, he was giving me 2 shots per drink, and I had, it was a tumbler.
$10?
Yeah.
What a good idea.
Great. And then they called me a P word. because I got there late because I had to finish a class. And they're like, you know why we were out drinking? Because two guys had gotten kicked out of school. Yeah, that was the first week of school. Two guys had already been kicked out of school.
For getting high and trying
to break into cars just for fun, they're kicked out of school. So this is a goodbye celebration for guys we just met like
a week ago. You pooped in a popcorn?
Yeah, I ball out.
Ugh.
So they're like, oh, you just getting here? And I went, I'll show you. Give me some straws. I'll start drinking them like this. See, I'm not a... I just wolfed that down in about 30 seconds. Smart move. Smart move, L dog. And then I ran into football players from Tulane. They're like, you're Coach Z's son? Yeah. All right. Great. And then I fell down. I was at the Metro, and I'm just standing there talking to a couple of players, obviously not well. And I remember just going like this.
And fell
and
down.
And they're like, you got to. You're going to have to go back to the dorm, bro. We're not going to tell Coach Z, but you got to go. And so I don't remember. Has somebody helped me get back to the dorm?
Do you have to go to the bathroom first,
though? I've never been that drunk in my entire life ever again.
Ever.
Ever again.
857, ESPN 97.5. What a again. nice story about Mr. Poopy.
I'll tell you the stuff
Mr.
I couldn't tell.
Mr. Poopy Popcorn.
I'll tell you the stuff I couldn't tell here in a second.
That'll be fun. What's fun now, though, is, and I think the Chastangs want to distance themselves from this, but
I wouldn't.
Sorry, Patrick. Guess what? This is where we talk about you and your greatness and your wonderfulness. Patrick and Joe are just great people. You know how long the Chastangs have been in the car business? It is literally 80 some years, I think. It's a tradition. And the tradition is this: give people the best product, the Ford product, the great product. I'm telling you, if you haven't seen these 2021 Fords, the F-150s, it's the greatest truck I've ever seen. It is unbelievable. So give them the best product you possibly can at the best price you possibly can with the best service you possibly can, and do it with class, and do it honestly. And don't try to grab every single nickel you can, because that's what dealerships do. But they don't do that at Chastain Ford. They got to get these 2020s off the lot. They're giving up to $15,000 off on Explorers and Expeditions. The EcoSports are right now $199 a month, $1,000 down. They're unbelievable. You're looking for the best Ford car or truck at the best price, with the best service, with the nicest people, and no dealer add-ons. It's ChastainFord.com or on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown, Chastain Ford.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Administration of employee benefits is a hassle. Let HRNP eliminate those burdens and save you money. Visit HRP.net today.